Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Crop progress numbers out from USDA yesterday afternoon, and this end of the month, they're dating it actually October 31st, but it's released on the 1st of November, and I tell you what, we're getting pretty close on some of these harvest figures and also getting the wheat crop into the ground. 74%, we're three-fourths done now on the U.S. Corn crop. That is 8 points ahead of the five-year average for U.S. corn harvest. We're at 79% on the U.S. Soybean harvest. That's a couple of points under their five-year average. We've got the U.S. cotton crop now 45% harvested, so getting close to being halfway done there. We're up to 45% for the state of Texas now harvested. 32% of the Oklahoma cotton crop is now harvested for 2021. 80% of the U.S. grain sorghum crop is now harvested. We're at 57% harvested as far as the U.S. peanut crop is concerned. Winter wheat in the ground. We've got a total of 87% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now planted for 2022 growing season. We're up to 79% in Texas, 91% in the state of Kansas, and 85% now planted for the state of Oklahoma. The winter wheat crop condition, 45% good to excellent nationally. 59% of the Oklahoma crop is in good to excellent shape, 62% of the Kansas crop, but hey, only 17% of the Texas crop is good to excellent shape, and 46% is in poor to very poor condition. We're coming down to the final pasture range rating of the season, showing 26% of the U.S. pasture range ratings are in good to excellent shape, 32% fair, and 42% poor to very poor. In our neck of the woods, we've got Texas, 34% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Oklahoma at 39% now in good to excellent shape, up 6 points. 47% for Missouri, down 1 point. Kansas, 35% is unchanged. Worst spot in America, Montana, 95% poor to very poor. Then you've got North Dakota, 77% poor to very poor on our pasture range ratings. Three more national champions to tell you about from Oklahoma, from the 94th National Meeting of the FFA organization in Indianapolis. The AgriScience Fair saw three Oklahomans win the overall national title for their division. Food Products and Processing Division One, Kalen Vett from Morrison FFA. Animal and Environmental Services Division One, Kariana Beard of Stillwater. And then in the Social Sciences category, Division Three, Madison Muller of Lawton FFA. You've got farm news on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ents Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit EntsAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, EntsAuction.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.